Good morning. It is coming up on 1010 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our update on all things Independence. Lisa Wilson joins us here from the Independence Chamber. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing well.
I'm having trouble with the microphone.
We got it all figured out there.
Yes, so. Yes.
All right. Well, it's been a busy few weeks here as, you know, it's been a whirlwind after school getting out, but pools open up and it's summer.
I know. Lots of things are on the calendar, and it's hard to believe June is here. I want to know what the weather's going to be like this week.
Well, I know. That's a question of the day. We're watching the forecast here for Saturday. Fingers crossed, because I know there are just a ton of events going on. So, including...
Yes, I'm getting them out of my notebook right now, so I want to make sure that the rain holds off just for a little bit. I know that some people want it. Some people want it to shut off for just a little while, and I just need it to cooperate for this weekend during the hours that we're having lots of events. So let me start by talking about just a few things that are going on. Let's see here. And my paper's all upside down. I wanted to remind everyone about the Scouting for America Troop 1041. They're still doing their flag fundraiser. And the reason why I want to mention that is because they put flags in your yard for a subscription for 5 holidays, but now we just finished up with May and Memorial Day, so there's 4 remaining holidays that they will place the flag in your yard. So the subscription would be $40, and that would take you through Flag Day in June, then the 4th of July, Labor Day, and Veterans Day. So if you're interested in that, call Jen Seal at 620-779-0139. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about a fundraiser that the Scouting America is having this weekend. So lots of ways that we can support them. Let's see. I'll let everyone know that it's not too late to pick up a baby bottle for the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center baby bottle campaign. You basically just fill it with change. They started it on Mother's Day and they ended on Father's Day. So you fill it with just your loose change and then you turn it in at 213 East Main Street after Father's Day. It's their biggest fundraiser that they do. I know they partner with Coffeeville as well. And I've seen the baby bottles out in the community. I was talking to Rhonda this morning, and she said there are so many of them out in the community at various places. I saw one at the nail salon. I saw one at Annie Mae's. So you can pick one up at First Friday this week as well. So if you would like to have one in your place of business, or you want to take one home and just have the family contribute to that, you'll be able to pick one up at the First Friday event, which would be this week. It's from 7:30 to 9 at the Civic Center. So again, this is their big fundraiser. So let's support the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. Little House on the Prairie is open. I was just out there this week talking to them about the events that they have planned for the summer. So I just will remind everyone that they're open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. And to put a save the date on your calendar for August the 1st and the 2nd. So I know we're far, far from August right now, and we don't want to think about that. But go ahead and put that on your calendar as the save the date for Carry Days. And that will be a two-day celebration out on the prairie. They have lots of fun things planned. And I'll be talking about all of the activities and events as we get closer to that. But for now, please just put that as a save the date. And also on these maybe cooler days, head out to the prairie. It's a lot of fun. So they have a really nice gift store. If you haven't been out there, they really have a lot of nice merchandise. Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo is open for the season as always. And so they had their big park opening weeks ago, which means as soon as they have the park opening, all the rides are open. And now after Memorial Day, the ride schedule has even increased a bit. So Thursdays and Fridays, it's open from 11 to 1 and then 5 to 8:30. So a couple of time frames there to get out and enjoy the carousel and the train and the miniature golf. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, it's open from 1 to 8:30. So kind of a more condensed time when people are out and enjoying the park on the weekends. So be sure and get out and enjoy the carousel. You can ride for a nickel, the train for 50 cents, and you can play miniature golf for $2. And the swimming pool is also open, the Riverside Park or Riverside Beach Family Aquatic Center. So it is open, and I'm sure the water is warming up. My goodness, it was hot this weekend. So there were tons of kids at the pool enjoying all the heat and the sunshine that day. So they are open Saturdays through Wednesdays from 1 to 6 and Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7. And then I will mention that admission is half price Monday through Wednesday from 4 to 6. And then Thursdays and Fridays, you get in for a dollar. So if you've got a large family, you just all slip in for a buck and you can swim from 5 to 7. So it's still plenty warm from 5 to 7 and still lots of sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah. A great opportunity.
Kids College is happening at Independence Community College. And today, which is Tuesday, June the 2nd, if from 1 to 3 out at ICC West, they have a hair design camp where participants can learn all kinds of kid-friendly hairstyles from cosmetology instructors. So that'll be fun for kids to learn how to fix their own hair. And so I reached out to them and they said that they still have openings for today. So you can go out and just show up this afternoon from 1 to 3. But tomorrow they have a camp that is called Floats and Boats. And if you see that one advertised, it's full. So unless you're signed up for that, you're not able to attend the Floats and Boats. But then they have a couple more in July. On Wednesday, July the 1st, they have a theater camp from 10 to 12 at the William Inge Theater. And then they have a cheer camp, and it will be Wednesday, July the 8th from 11 to 12 at the ICC Fieldhouse. So again, you can head out to ICC West for Kids College Hair Design Camp this afternoon from 1 to 3, and then get signed up for the theater camps in July, on July 1 and July 8th. And you can go onto their website, ndcc.edu, and you'll find the information. But you can also find it at on their Facebook page, because I've seen it listed there. We've got Eagle Rock Shredders. They are having their Tuesday evening rides now. So they will be out at the Elk City State Park Outlet Channel at 7 o'clock this evening, every Tuesday evening. They always want to encourage everyone to remember to wear your helmet. And if you ride after dark, you need to have your light on your helmet as well for safety. The Mid-Continent Band is hosting their free summer band series out at the Riverside Park Hilly Bandshell. And that they have their summer concerts every Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And last Tuesday was their very first concert, and I went out, and it was so nice. The weather was beautiful, and the music was great. So be sure and put that on your calendar for a Tuesday evening. Get out of the house and enjoy some community time. Tonight, the guest conductor is Dr. Andrew Schabowski from Pittsburgh State University. So please come and make him feel welcome and enjoy all of the music that they have to offer. And a reminder that the concert starts at 8 o'clock. We're also having the USDA Summer Food Service Program going on. And I was visiting with them this morning. They have their lunch programs Monday through Friday right now through June the 30th. And they're offering a breakfast and a lunch, and the breakfast will be served from about 8:05 to 8:35, and then lunch is served from about 12:05 to 12:45, and it's free for kids that are 18 and younger. And if parents want to come and eat with them, the breakfast is $3.85 and the lunch is $5.65, and they would appreciate it if you would call 332-1869 and let them know if you're planning to come. That just helps them prepare, you know, prepare food so that we don't have a lot of food go to waste and we don't leave anyone hungry. So be sure if you are planning to go, just pick up your cell phone and call 332-1869 and let them know. The Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit is starting this Friday, June the 5th through Thursday, June the 18th at the museum, which is located at 123 North 8th Street. And the museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4. And the gallery exhibits will be free. If you want to look at the museum exhibits and booths, then you do have to pay admission. But the gallery exhibits are free. And so I encourage everyone, if it is a hot day, to enjoy the air conditioning and all the beautiful art at the art exhibit. We have First Friday this week, and it's sponsored by Four Paws, and Four Paws is celebrating their 50th anniversary. So we're excited to showcase all of the good works that Four Paws is doing and has done in the past for the park and the zoo. If you've never been to First Friday, it starts at 7:30 in the morning on Friday morning at the Civic Center. It's free to everyone. The community is invited. Everyone is welcome. And it lasts until around 9 o'clock. And Annie Mays will be serving hot coffee and warm muffins. And Mr. Farthing always donates a bowl of fresh fruit as well. So our business sponsor this month, as I said, will be Four Paws. And not only will they be the business sponsor, but they are also going to be part of the speaker lineup. So those that we have scheduled to speak will be Jill Warford and Lori Kelly from the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. And they will be talking about the 72nd Verdigris Vista, Verdigris Valley Art Exhibit. And I just spoke about how that's opening up. So they're going to be talking about that. And then we also have Brandon West and Matt Yasusi with the Imagination Library. And they will be talking about a story walk that they have installed out in Kittyland. And I saw that this weekend, and it's pretty impressive. So they'll be sharing information about that. And then Cody Oates with the Independence Rotary Club will be talking about the 4th of July fundraiser that we're doing. And we're trying to raise $25,000 for an amazing fireworks show this year, not only to celebrate the 4th of July and Independence Day, but our country's 250th anniversary. So he'll be talking about that, and he'll also be talking about a fundraiser luncheon that we're having at Patio 210 on the 19th of June. That's a Friday. From 11 to 1, and we'll be having hot dogs and chips and a drink and dessert for a suggested donation of $10. And that's our Rotary's way of trying to raise some funds as well for the fireworks. So Cody will be talking all about that. And then Lane Webster, who happens to be my daughter, will be talking about the history of Four Paws and talking about some of the projects that they have done throughout the years. So it's going to be a great morning. We're going to have a teaser from the Independence Children's Summer Theater. So that will be fun. And then we're also recognizing some milestones. We're recognizing 60 years of Coldwell Banker Pasternak Johnson, 50 years of Midwest real estate, 40 years of quality Toyota, 30 years of Mark Lehman and Ironworks, and then 50 years of Four Paws. So that's a lot to to showcase, and we're excited about that. So again, be sure and show up for First Friday from 7:30 to 9. Everyone is welcome at the Civic Center. And then right after the Civic Center, First Friday, we're going to go over to Woods Lumber and do a ribbon cutting, because Woods is having a grand reopening. So Woods Lumber is now Woods Lumber Ace Hardware, and their store is absolutely beautiful. They have turned it completely around, all kinds of new merchandise, and they're ready to open the doors and showcase the new look of Woods Lumber Ace Hardware. And on Friday and Saturday this weekend, they're going to have the grand reopening. Lots of specials. Everything's listed on their Facebook page. And we're excited to celebrate with them. So as soon as First Friday's over, we're just going to go down the street and we're going to do a ribbon cutting at 9:30 celebrating all that's happening at Woods Lumber. But I do have a few things. They have some special pricing on Yeti and Hunter and Turtle Box. And then visitors will get some free swag buckets while supplies last. And then Friday shoppers will receive $5 off any $25 purchase or more. And on Saturday, you get a free usable bag and 20% off most everything that fits in the bag. And they have the Big Green Egg and Weber reps that will be there grilling at the store and featuring local meats from Diamond R Cattle and Rocky Top Meats. And there will also be some grill masters there, Dave and Jeff, to cook up some snacks for everybody. And then they're also having a chance to win a free Blackstone grill. So definitely come out to 915 North Penn Avenue and join all of the fun that will take place this Friday and Saturday. Farmers Market is going well. I've been out there almost every weekend. It's every Saturday from 7:30 to 11. And we had our third vendor meeting last night. It was very well attended. We'll have another vendor meeting on July the 1st at 5:30 at the Commission Room at City Hall. If you happen to be a vendor and weren't able to make the meeting, that's the next one. But lots of really good things are happening at the market, and lots of great produce is coming out of the ground. So I saw all kinds of leafy greens and green beans and berries, and there's baked goods galore out there, and lots of artisans have their crafts available for purchase. So be sure and check out the Farmers and Makers Market. We have a Facebook page. It's called Independence Farmers and Makers Market, so you can check that out and see all that will be happening every Saturday right behind Annie Mae's at the corner of Chestnut and 8th Street from 7:30 to 11. And also this weekend is OK Kids Day and free park entry at Elk City State Park from 9 to noon. And they will be giving away free bike helmets and life jackets. There'll be a fishing pole giveaway, inflatables, face painting, rock painting, and free refreshments. So be sure and check that out. And if you need information, you can always call Christina Ferris. She's very involved out there. Her number is 620-926-2040. And also on Saturday will be a watercolor workshop with the gentleman who is helping with the Verdigris Valley art exhibit, Yi Wang. And he comes to us from the Washburn University in Topeka. He's a professor of painting and drawing in the College of Arts and Sciences, and he's coming to town to participate in the art exhibit and then do the watercolor workshop. So if you want information about that, call 331-3515 and the museum can help you out. So the next thing I want to talk about is Miss Able's Summer Blast Off. It's this weekend, and we have an activity listing full of fun things that will be happening starting at 9:30 in the morning. So we will have the Miss Able's Galaxy Trail Hike at the Verdigris Vista Trail, and that is at 9:30, as I just mentioned, and we're going to have a drawing for anyone who completes the hike. Will get their name in for a drawing for this Yeti tumbler that we purchased at Woods, and then we had a custom sticker put on for commemorating Miss Able's Summer Blast Off for those that are watching this on Facebook Live. And I actually have two of these, so if we have about 35 people on the hike, then I'll actually do two giveaways and get a chance to win a Yeti tumbler. So that will be fun. And then we have the Miss Able's Moon Rock Hunt. And I brought with me one of the, look at this.
Wow, that's a big one.
I know. So this is one of the special rocks that on the back has a label that if you find this rock, you bring it to the chamber office, and we have got some prizes for those lucky finders. And we have 5 of these larger rocks and then like 15 of the smaller rocks. So we'll hide roughly about 10 of them over in the zoo area and 10 over in the park area. So keep your eyes out for some rocks. And we want to thank TLC for donating the rocks and the Independence High School Art Club for painting the rocks. Some talented kids.
Oh, Sam.
Yes, some talented kids went to work on these. Then we'll have a fun fact spacewalk around Monkey Island at 10 o'clock. And then the zookeepers will come out around 10:30, and they'll do a zoo chat and talk all about the history of Miss Abel at Monkey Island. And then we'll have story time. A fable about Miss Abel will be read right over by the spider monkeys. And that is a children's book that will be read that was written by a former elementary teacher, Kim McGrath. And while she's not going to be able to be there to read her book, we will be reading it on her behalf. And then also, kind of at that same time, we'll be doing some face painting from 11 to 11:30. Just a quick window there to get some monkeys painted on some kids' faces as fast as we can. And then at 11 o'clock, the rides will open up until 1, and they'll be free during that time period. And we'll have the train rides and the carousel rides and Galactic Golf. So while it will be open on the regular from 1 to 5:30 that day, they're going to open up early for us, and everything will be free from 11 to 1. And so be sure and get out for that. And all of those, I'm going to show you some things and talk about some things that we'll be passing out as free gifts. So I'm holding a keychain that's a monkey keychain that has those little popper things on there that's fun to do. And so this will be passed out at one of the events that's happening during Miss Abel Summer Blast Off. We have these planet fidget spinners that we'll be actually passing out as well. We have space bouncy balls. We have space bubbles that we'll be handing out. I think these are going to be passed out at the train. And then another monkey keychain. And then we have commemorative buttons. So I'll leave this one for you. This is the commemorative button for this year. And it talks about the 67 years of celebrating Miss Abel's historic space flight. And we'll be giving these out at I think the hike is where we're giving them out. And then any that are left over, we'll be sending to, I believe, maybe the museum. And so lots of things planned. And then after the rides open up at 11, from 11 to 1, also, you can go get a free hot dog, chips and a drink, and an ice cream cup at Miss Abel's Snack Shack. And that is going to be for the first 200 that show up. And that is being donated by Atmos and Four Paws for their 50th anniversary. So we're excited about that. And then also, Four Paws is doing a scavenger hunt from 11 to 1. And so you can go and you take this little mini scavenger hunt in the zoo and you fill it out and you come back and you put it in. And if you finish the scavenger hunt and you drop your card in, you might be the lucky winner of one of 3 bikes that we're giving away, or one of 2 scooters. And those are being donated by Four Paws and Walmart. So that's exciting that we have new this year in celebration of Four Paws' 50th anniversary. We'll have a rocket launch at 11:30 over in the grassy area by the Duck Pond and Kitty Land. And then a petting zoo from 1 to 2. And that will be over by the donkey exhibit, kind of in the vicinity of the tortoise exhibit as well. And so they'll have some the donkeys out and the goats out, and they do some free food that will be passed out to the first kiddos that come to the snack shack until those supplies run out. So that will be from 1 to 2, and then from 10 to 4. So basically during the morning, but in the afternoon you can go and check out the Miss Abel history exhibit at the museum for free as well. So lots of fun things planned. So we just need the outdoor water faucet.
That's right.
Hold off so that we can have some fun.
Last couple weekends, we've dodged a bullet here with a lot of these morning activities, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully,
I know.
It stays
crossing my fingers. IGC Sporting Heritage Center will be hosting their free live music this Saturday. It's always on the first Saturday of the month through August, so it'll be this Saturday from 11 to 1. And IGC Sporting Heritage Center is located at 212 North Penn Avenue, right in the middle of downtown. And the music styles will include traditional country and early rock jams, so all musicians, singers, and spectators are welcome. And if you need more information, call 956-205-8284. I was mentioning the Scouts earlier, so this Troop 1041 is going to have a pancake supper fundraiser so that they can raise some money to purchase a new trailer. And so they're having a pancake fundraiser that's in the evening. So in my opinion, nothing's better than breakfast for dinner. So it's this Sunday, June the 7th, from 5 to 7 at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel Street, and they're asking for an $8 donation. So come and support the Scouts and eat some pancakes and help them raise some money. At First Friday, we always have shout-outs at the end, and Christopher Kurt is going to be there to do a shout-out about the IMAX Singers Community Choir. And so they're kicking off. This will be, I think, their third season, and they'll kick off on this coming Monday. Rehearsals are from 6 to 7:30 at the museum, and they will be every Monday, so like Monday the 8th through the 15th, 22nd, 29th, and then they'll do all the Mondays in July, 6, 13, 20, and 27. And then on Wednesday, the 29th, is when they will have their concert at 7 o'clock. I went to their last one. It was really good. And I just want to let everyone know that the choir is open to everyone. There's no age limit and no pre-registration. You just show up and sing and be ready to perform on July 29th. We've got a couple of chamber members that have Bible schools. Zion Lutheran is having their Bible school. It's called Tropical Trek Bible School, and it will be Monday, June the 8th through Thursday, June the 11th. So that's next week, with a family meal at 5:30. And then the First Southern Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue is hosting Illumination Station, and their Bible school is also next week from the 8th through Friday the 12th, and it's located at 16th and Chestnut Street, and theirs runs from 9 to noon, so you could go to that one in the morning, and then the one that is at the Zion Lutheran, you can participate that in the evening time. So let's see. The Hub Church, we'll just keep talking about churches, is having their ribbon cutting and business after hours on Tuesday the 9th at 5 o'clock. So that is next week. And they're located just out on West Main at 3176 West Main. And they're celebrating all of the repair work that's been done after the tornado destroyed their church, blew out the front windows and pulled off the roof and did a lot of damage. So they're ready to celebrate with a ribbon cutting and business after hours. So that's Tuesday, June the 9th at 5 o'clock. And then the Children's Summer Theater, I told you they would be doing a teaser at First Friday, and their performances are starting to gear up. So Friday, June the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th, they will be performing Ramona Quimby, and the Friday-Saturday performances are at 7, and then the Sunday matinee is at 2, and that will be out at the William Inge Theater. And then they will also be having the Musical Adventures of Flat Stanley Jr. on the 19th, 20th, and 21st, and then wrapping up their season with Disney's Newsies Jr., 26, 27, and 28th. So put those on your calendar. And then a few other things and we'll wrap it up. Main Street is having All Wheels Night Friday, June the 12th. So that's next week from 6 to 8. Robbie Bell will be playing downtown. And there will be a breakfast fundraiser for the Masonic Lodge next Saturday the 13th from 7 to 11 in the morning. Help them raise some money. And then lastly, I will say that we are going to have Biking Across Kansas come into Independence next Thursday. 400 cyclists will be pedaling into Independence on Thursday morning. They will be staying throughout the day, and then they will get up early Friday morning and pedal out and head to Baxter Springs, spend the night, head on into Pittsburgh, and that will be the end of their over 500 miles of biking across Kansas, which I think they're starting today or tomorrow. So I say all that because we're going to have some food trucks in downtown Independence to help, because we have a lot of restaurants, but we don't have that kind of capacity for 400. So we're bringing in some food trucks to downtown for the lunchtime and the dinner time. So the community is welcome to enjoy the food trucks. We're going to have Ghetto Tacos. We're going to have Try Me and Munchkins. So both are great food trucks in the downtown area. And I'll talk more about that on Tuesday. And then we will also have Brian Knowles, and he'll be playing in the downtown area as well from about 6 to 8. And everyone is invited to come down and welcome all of these visitors to our community and enjoy the music and all the fun things that we have planned. So I could keep talking because we have lots going on, but you're running out of time. So if you want to give us a call at the chamber office, if you need more information, you can always call 331-1890. Or you can go onto our Facebook pages, Get Independence, Visit Independence. Go to our website, indkschamber.org.
All right, Lisa. Well, there's a lot going on, so hope folks can get out and enjoy it. And again, we just hope the weather cooperates.
I do too. Thank you.
All right. That is Lisa Wilson here with our update from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And straight ahead, we'll have a check of some ag news brought to you by Elm Haven Healthcare Facility. And if you're on hold for open line, we'll get to your call in just a moment.